Harper Audio presents Under the Influence by Joyce Maynard. This is the author. 1. It was late November, and for a week solid the rain hadn't let up. My son and I had moved out of our old apartment back before school started, but I had left it until now to clear the last of our belongings out of the storage area I'd been renting. With 2 days left before the end of the month, I decided not to wait any longer for dry weather. Worse things could happen to a person than getting a few boxes wet, as I well knew. The fact that we had finally left this town was good news. Not long before, I'd finally paid off the last of my debt to the lawyer who'd represented me in my custody trial more than a dozen years earlier. Now Oliver and I were living in a bigger apartment, closer to my new job in Oakland, a place where my son could finally have a little space with a work studio for me, too. After a long, hard stretch, the future looked hopeful. Money being in short supply, as usual, and with Ollie off at his father's for the weekend, I was taking care of this last run over to Goodwill with a bunch of things we didn't need anymore. Just about everything was soaked through, and so was I. I had pulled up to a four-way stop, waiting for my turn. All I wanted at that moment was to get out of town, knowing that once I did, I would never go back. Almost 10 years had gone by since the last time I'd laid eyes on Ava Haviland. And then, that day, I did. There's this phenomenon I've noticed in the past, the way that, in a vast landscape containing so much visual information, seemingly of no significance, your eyes will be drawn to one small, odd thing.